The 2025-2026 Locker Room Chats continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 103.9 KNZA. I'm Crennan Prophet alongside here head coach of the Lady Cobras from Jackson Heights, Madison Massey. Already off to a nice 1-0 start this season, and I shouldn't just say nice, I should say pretty grand. It was a huge 65-6 victory to start the season over ACCHS. A lot of double-digit scores, 20 points from Bryn Shu, you had 15 from Nicole Ammon, 13 also from Chesney Crocker, and just an incredible game. I was there to watch it and just bewildered by, again, lots of high scoring and great defensive play. So real quick though, before we jump into this season, let's talk about the off season there for you and your team. You know, what was the off season like, again, coming off last year?
We have a pretty great turnout over the summer, which is awesome to carry over into the school year. So we really appreciate those girls giving their time because it does pay off. So we had a great off season. The first 2 weeks of practice were energetic. They were excited. This group really wants to be there. They are working together really well, and I think that's the key for us to have a successful season is playing together, because sometimes that can be a challenge. But they're doing a great job right now.
Yeah, and we talk about these girls and their ability. I mean, again, I keyed on it in that game against ACCHS. You had Bryn Shoup at a high-scoring level. Ammon, who was a freshman last season, averaging 4 points a game. Now she's elevated herself already in the first game of the season. What do you expect here from some of those younger players in your lineup that are going to come in and grow? But what are you also expecting from some of your senior leaders, sides, Cochran, as well as Shoup, to kind of, you know, trickle down the lineup?
Like you mentioned, we have three super strong seniors. Chesney and Bryn, they've been playing varsity for 3 to 4 years, starting at least 3 years. Emma Sides came off the bench last year. I think she might have started a couple games, but she does a lot of the little things. So Bryn and Chesney are going to pull through with points and steals and rebounds. They've been pretty consistent during practice. And Emma Sides, she's just gritty. She's going to get in there and, you know, tip a ball so someone else can get a steal. Nicole Ammon, she's just a great kid. She's very coachable. She wants to learn. And that shows when she gets out there. She's constantly, like, looking over and making sure what she's doing is right, in a good way, not constantly, but yeah, some of these young ones. Jen Mellies is going to do a great job. Last night we had everybody score on our team besides two, so the points were spread out, and it was really great to see in that first game to get a little confidence going into to play before December or before January.
Yeah, and you look at it, the season as it continues, you kind of highlight January, of course, and then also February as you get into that deep end of the play. But real quick, upcoming, you got Royal Valley on Friday, your first home opener, and then Troy, a team that, you know, was a really great girls basketball team a year ago. They returned one of the best players in the state in Wettstein there, so that's going to be a tough test. So real quick, talk about the upcoming season a little bit here, then also your upcoming matchups.
Yeah, we have Royal Valley on Friday. They've got some girls that really know how to play basketball, especially Wallisuck. If I'm saying that correctly, she's going to be someone we're going to have to stop. She's a great guard. She's aggressive. She makes good passes. She's one of their best defenders. And also the Miller girl, some of the film I've watched, and then from last year, she has really turned it up, and she looks great. So those are some key girls that we're going to have to stop to make sure that we can be successful in that game. Defensively, we ran a lot of zone against them last year, so we'll see what they come out with this year. They just have a really good team, so I'm looking forward to it on Friday.
Well, Coach, again, I appreciate your time. As always, again, we are off and running the 2025 to 2026 Locker Room Chat season. Again, thank you. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, and good luck in your upcoming games.
Thanks.
This Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat was brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmers State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop.